This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, reminding you of the 454th anniversary of the martyrdom of Michael Servetus. On October 27, 1553, Michael Servetus, after being tried by John Calvin, the top religious authority in Geneva, was found guilty of heresy and burned at the stake. Calvin and Servetus were two of the most brilliant leaders of the Protestant Reformation. Servetus was the first scholar to point out that the doctrine of the virgin birth was based on a mistranslation. The Hebrew of Isaiah 7:14 says that a young woman, not a virgin, shall conceive and bear a son. Even before Servetus, scholars had noticed that translations of 1 John 5:7 were heavily doctored to support the Trinity, when in fact the original Greek only has spirit, water, and blood. Unfortunately, the King James translation still has the Trinitarian reading, and that is why we should always use newer translations. Servetus and all religious liberals who followed him were the only Christians who actually embraced Martin Luther's dictum that all believers should be their own priests. What this meant was that religion should be a strictly personal matter, one unencumbered by external authority. Sadly, Luther and Calvin very quickly broke this great promise of religious freedom and started asserting their own authority in ruthless and violent ways. The same fate awaited the Unitarians, who confidently declared that the Trinity was not biblical, especially now that 1 John 5:7 could not be used. But the response to Servetus's first book rejecting the Trinity was so vicious that he decided to live under an assumed name and pursue a very successful medical practice. When Calvin read Servetus's book, he wrote to French authorities reminding them that they had a duty to punish Servetus for his sins. Servetus was finally arrested, but he managed to escape from French prison. He decided to join some Italian Unitarians in Naples. Instead of taking a much safer southern route, Servetus chose to travel through Switzerland instead. Mysteriously drawn to his new adversary, he made the fatal error of overnighting in Geneva. Servetus was a Spaniard with Moorish features that made him easily recognizable. He was arrested and thrown into a lice-infested dungeon. Defenders of Calvin claim that he gave Servetus due process and that he did only what the Catholic authorities would have done to him in France. But Calvin did not allow Servetus legal counsel, and besides, Calvin had no legal authority to try Servetus for heresy. Besides, in Catholic eyes, he was a heretic as well. After finding him guilty, Calvin handed him over to civil leaders to be executed. Right at the last minute, Calvin decided that he would prefer to have Servetus beheaded, but he was reminded only that fire could completely eliminate the stain of religious heresy. Hollywood dramatizes burning at the stake as a quick affair with dry wood piled high around the neck of the wretched heretic. Servetus begged for a quick death, but his executioners followed the tradition of their Catholic enemies, choosing the greenest wood for the slowest fire. It took a full 30 minutes for Servetus to die, unrepentant, as a martyr for all those who support full religious freedom. Religious wars and persecution went on for another 250 years before American religious liberals such as Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Franklin, Madison, and Paine, some of whom rejecting the Trinity and the deity of Christ, made sure that freedom of conscience was written into the U.S. Constitution. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.